I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What the fuck is happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. This is being recorded on a Monday. It's going to be put on Tuesday the 21st. So, hey, it's Tuesday the 21st. We're all a day older. We don't even know it. You know what I mean? I took the glasses off, the pedo papers. They might go back on because I can't see fuck all. And also, you know, sometimes, you know, I put them on and people go, oh, you look like a pedophile. And I go, haha, whatever. Maybe pedophiles need glasses like this just to magnify, you know, tiny dicks. But here, I should start and restart this podcast. But do you know what? You take the glasses off and then you're like, bro, you haven't slept in fucking 13 weeks. And that's absolutely 100% true. You know what I mean? I can't even see myself on the fucking monitor there. And people are texting me and it's my bank and I don't even want to look at that. Okay? Normally what I do up front is I plug the gigs. We got gigs coming up today. You know, this is Tuesday. Okay. And tomorrow we'll have Lavery's Comedy Club back at it. And you know what I mean? You have all your Odysseys and all this shit and you enjoy yourself and you have a bunch of jolly japes. And then it's like back to work, back to the fucking gym. You know what I mean? You go in, you fucking with your new material and you think just when you get, you know what I mean? You tour and then you do the Odyssey or something like that, you know, whatever you want to do. And you're like, man, I really got this material nailed down. And then you fucking just ball it up and throw it away. You know, not like all you musicians who are going, man, here's Freebird for the 40 billionth time. Nah, you go, that's done. Got to use that for a year. Crumple it up, fuck it in the bin. And then you start again. And people are still like, bro, you use it. You're not wise. You're stealing a living. Fucking get in my ass. Look around. Okay. Not a great start. Right. Anyway, here's what's coming up. We've got a lot of gigs down south. For some reason, you know, I've went my whole fucking comedy career with no gigs down south because I was like, listen, bro, you know what I mean? I'm doing okay up here. I'm doing a lot of gigs. I'm moving over to the mainland, you know, to do some other bigger gigs. Like, I can't be arsed driving to fucking Cork to do like 7 minutes or something. But you know what? You do an Isle of Arena and the fucking offers come flooding in. So we're doing a bunch of shit. 28th of this very month. That's close. I don't even know what day that is. I have to go to Limerick and play in the University Concert Hall. Is that what it is? University College Hall, whatever the fuck it's called. Down there with Tom the Bear up in this bitch. Gonna have to find somewhere to stay. Unless I can drive back. Fuck off. So that's the... Okay. We'll probably turn that off. You know what I mean? Because it is literally my bank. You know who texts me? My bank and Domino's. And it makes me sad. It's just like, ding. Oh, you need to fucking sort your bank out. Ding. You fat? You want two pizzas? Anyway, we're going down to Limerick. Which reminds me, I'm going to write a little note here, guys. You know what I mean? I'll do my... This is what you're paying for. Okay? You watch the podcast. I'll just do some admin. Let me see. Book hotel. Okay. Because I don't think that's a overnight drive job. And then 29th, there's a gap. And then we're in Castle Bar Comedy Club. It's nearly sold out, I think. I don't know where Castle Bar is. Someone told me it's Mayo. And I didn't even fucking follow that up. I just went... Correct. So I'll be going down there. I'll be doing my best Hardy Bucks impression while I'm there. So it's a lot of fun. And then I'm going from there to fucking Galway the next day to the Roisin Div, you know, where I'm headlining, which, you know, let's face it, what the fuck else am I going? You know what I mean? The only place I don't headline is my own club when I'm like, you take that there, big man's gonna fucking. I do the equivalent of like if you're like a boss in a job and, you know, so your manager comes in, he opens the shop, fucks about all day, you know, has lunch, whatever. And then the boss comes in mid-afternoon and goes, oh, not bad, no. And then leaves and pretends like they still are, have a hand in the business. You're like, oh, let me just fold one t-shirt here. Good job, lads. Back in the fancy car. I don't have a fancy car, but you know me. And then everyone is like, fucking wanker. But what can you do? He owns the place. That's me and Lavery's. I come in and I just go, let me just, I'll go on, you know, early-ish. In the, you know, I'll go on like someone has taken the brunt of like going on first, aka Mickey. He's got them laughing. He's the best at that. You know, and then someone else has done a set and then they're like, okay, we're nearly ready for a break. And then I go on and they're like, what do we treat for 15 minutes? And I would go for, that's exactly what I'm going to do at my own fucking comedy club. And you can all eat my ass. Okay, so we're going to Galway to headline is basically essentially what I'm saying. Play this fucking intro and we'll talk more about the SSE because I'm sure that's fucking, I'm sure that's what you want to hear, guys. I'm sure that's why you've logged in, you know what I mean? Here's the fucking intro. I'm going down this whole coffee, you know what I mean? Let's get red out. I'm wearing a Nike top and a Nirvana hat, bro. It's Geddes, actually.
Geddes. 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 Geddes.
Fuck you. You know what I did? Because I'm a lazy bastard. And that mainly wasn't coffee. That was mainly ground up bits of coffee. Here's what I do, because I'm a fucking dirty pig. I enjoy, say if someone has a pizza, I enjoy leaving it and letting it go cold and then eating it. You know, I prefer cold sausages. If there's sausage rolls, I prefer them cold. And I don't really eat any of this shit regularly. But, you know, I like things. Fucking lasagna. Someone's made a lasagna before and I was like, I much prefer that cold. Here's my other favourite thing to do. I'll make like a pot of coffee and then pour, like say, I said a cup of coffee last night. I'll pour that out. And then it just stays in the fucking, I don't even know what's the name of it? Cafetiere? Is that what that's called? Which sounds more like someone who sells coffee. Let's go Google cafetiere. Is that what that's called? No. The spelling attempt there was merde, which is French for merde. Here. Yeah, right, okay. So, yeah, a cafetiere. I put the coffee in there. My daily blend stuff that I got sent out. Shout out to whoever sent that. Can't remember the name of the coffee shop. I squished that down. And, you know, there's maybe like half of it left. My favourite thing to, I mean, this is, I could be, you know, fucking, if I got to like Kevin Hart level, you know, comedian and fame and fortune, I would still do this. I would walk in and go, there's my coffee that's been sitting all night, you know, stewing in its own dirt. And then I go, I'm just going to put that in a cup and microwave it because I'm a fucking pig, okay? And there's probably a lot of coffee people out there like, bro, that's disgusting. But I'll tell you what I'm doing. What I'm doing is, I'm pretty sure, is that not what cold brew is? You fucking like, just make coffee with cold water and let it sit, like overnight oats or whatever? That's what I've just done. I'm a genius. I overnight oatsed my fucking coffee. I cold brewed my already warm brewed coffee. Now, if you know about the science of coffee, you're probably like, listen, you fucking burnt off all the goodness long ago, probably in the roaster. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? And then twiddle your fucking wax moustache. But here, you take that coffee that's been fucking cold brew and it's warm brew, and then you put it in a cup and microwave it, and then you nuclear the fucking warm cold brew. Why does it taste better? Am I mental? No. I don't actually trust the fucking, you know, the opinion of an actual hardcore coffee person anymore, because you go into some of those places and they're like, you know, I'm putting these on, I can't fucking say. You know, you go into some of these places and they're like, you know, oh, this is the flavors you're looking for. And, you know, they've refined it so much. They're like, okay, this is why Starbucks does theirs. It's like well, that's a bad example because Starbucks, even I know Starbucks is fucking bog water. Like, but, you know, they're like, okay, this is more fruity and this is a fucking lighter roast and da da da, and there's more caffeine in this and fucking blah de blah de blah de blah. And then you have a flat white and you're like, this tastes like Christmas pudding. You know, it's way too fruity. It's like nutty. There's like too many flavors. You know, you're like, I get that there's other flavors in it, but we came here for coffee. You know, not for a liquid fucking slice of Christmas cake. You know? And I have no idea where I'm going with this story. But what I'm saying is, I will forever microwave coffee. And you can eat my fucking ass, everybody. It's good. I don't know why. It tastes better. I think it does. You know, I might start doing that. You know why people make overnight oats? I'm just going to be like, I make overnight coffee. People are like, you're not eating coffee. You're not drinking coffee at 11 at night, which, by the way, I 100% would. They're like, you're not eating that now. You're not drinking that now. And I'll be like, no, I'm actually making this for the morning. Just let it go cold. All right. Anyway, great start to the podcast, guys. Not losing my fucking mind whatsoever. Maureen went into the hospital last night. We dropped her up, you know, and then I fucking come home, squeeze this podcast in this morning. The granny has the baby. You know, I'll collect the baby. I'll take it up to Maureen. Like, she's in prison, like a fucking, you know, here, take, look at this. Look at this baby. And then she's like, oh my God, it's really sad. And then I have to fucking take it away. So it's one of those weeks. And hopefully the treatment all goes to plan and she gets out Friday night. Because what the plan is to go do the second SSE show and fucking just leave and then pick her up from hospital, which would be very, what the fuck is going on? You know what I mean? Talk about a vlog. Imagine making that vlog. How was your night? Well, I fucking basically, I went to a fucking arena and did a show to 3,500 people. And then I hopped in the car and picked my fucking wife up from hospital, who finished her chemo, and then went home and had probably cold pizza. You know what I mean? What are you doing with your life, guys? Complaining? Fuck up. Unbelievable. So that's the way it's looking. We got the first SSE show out of the way. I talked about that already. This time I think it'll be a lot more straightforward. And I'll tell you what, this time the rider will be a lot less, because you know what I mean? They say these things like, what rider would you like? As in like, oh, we're going to take care of this. And then it appears on your bill and you're like, now, in what fucking world is Coke Zero 40 quid? You know what I mean? Where did you get that from? It's not, is it like an, you know, oh, it's a single barrel fucking whatever, you know, original run of Coke Zeros. You know, sponsored by Coke Zero, shout out. But I have a lot of these drinks on the podcast, and I think it's mainly coincidence. But yeah, you end up paying for everything. You know, when you see the breakdown, it's like, oh, here's this, and you're paying for security, and there's the toilet roll bill, and you're like, excuse me, and they're like, that's the amount of water you use when you wash your hands, and this is for walking on the carpet. That's just a quick cleaning fee for you walking down the carpet in the hallway, and you're like, this is crazy. You know, they brought a fucking bottle of. They brought a bottle of Cava in, you know, the ladies who worked there, and they were like, congratulations, or just want to say thank you for, you know, working with us or whatever. And I dare say, if I checked my fucking thing, I'd pay it for that. Congratulations, here's the bottle of fucking Cristal, you know, just to congratulate you on your sellout show. And you're like, thanks very much. Like, it's on the bill, don't worry. It's £1,200. Anyway, I mean, it's probably not. So shout out to those ladies for bringing down the Cava, which, by the way, you know, people are like, oh, little bit of the bubbly, little bit of the what? You know what it should be called? Little bit of the fizzy taint sweat. Ooh, little bit of the taint sweat. Is there isn't a, this is the thing. See, when you're a kid and you look at like whiskey, you know, you see someone in a fucking movie and they're like stressed. They're like, oh my God. Ugh. Forever, I was looking at that going, man, I bet you that's just like liquid fucking toffee. I bet you that's real. Sugary and delicious. And then you get a bit older and you smell whiskey, you know, just it's in the house or whatever, you smell, you're like, what are you doing to yourself? What are you fucking doing to yourself over here? Obviously, you know, you grow to like it a wee bit because you tie it in with getting pished, but you're just like, this is fucking rank. Same with fizzy wine, you know, your champagne must taste like just citrusy fucking like Sprite. You're like, imagine that tastes like Sprite or Lilt. For example, RIP Lilt, where is it? you know what I mean? You feel like, that tastes lovely. And then you taste it and you go, so tell me this. Is this Magners and vinegar? People are talking shit, you know? Oh, I love Prosecco. No, you don't. Nobody likes it. Is that malt vinegar and cheap cider? That's what that tastes like. Speaking of weird, you know, we're talking about coffee dickheads. See the fucking IPA crowd? in the woodworkers and fucking Laverys. I went in one time and the guy goes, yeah, I'll do you this little fucking, what do they call it? Like a little, what do they call it when there's like a little fucking, oh, what's it called? What's it called? They do, like, it's like a fucking plank with cups in it. And they're like, there you go. Is it a flight or something? Is that what that's called? Anyway, he goes, oh, people are fucking getting off planes and coming straight here to drink this and all. It's quite rare. And he gave me this drink. And I was like, what the fuck did you just give me? And he goes, yeah, man, it's like a sour mash thing. People are going mad for it. And I was like, I might have to go and fucking make myself ill here. Is that okay in my body? It tasted like fucking... He's like, man, people are fucking losing their shit over it. It's a big hit with the fucking IPA crowd. And I'm sitting there like, you know? I was like, well, you know what? How much is it a pint? And it's obviously quite dear because it's really strong. They're like, oh yeah, man, it's like $7.50 a pint. And I'm like, save your money and go home and get a can of Guinness, okay? And a fucking jar of gherkins and twist the lid off and pour that into the Guinness, and then also maybe get some really cheap cava, for example, which tastes like fizzy taint sweat, and then you fucking put that in, and then everyone's like, man, isn't that fucking unique? And you're like, unique? What the fuck does unique matter? I mean, people talk about comedy like that. Man, he's very unique, which means I've never seen anything like that before, and no one's laughing. Same as the beer, you know what I mean? That's unique, as in, it tastes like nothing I've ever tasted before, but listen... If you run Guinness over your sweaty taint, you know, into some pickle juice and then shake it up, it's going to be unique because no one eats that because it tastes like shit. Well, man, that's unique. What do you mean unique? Well, we're basically taking sips of it and just fucking vomiting out of our noses over here. Man, that's unique. I swear to God, I was being sent beer by fucking, you know, a company that won't be named because they owe me fucking money. Taking a shit. And people are still like, man, have you got a code for that beer company? Fuck me, like. They were sending me craft beer and I was cracking them open. Here's a fucking oatmeal stout and a chocolate day. See, after about a month, I was like, give me a fucking old bottle of warm Budweiser that's rolling about in the footwell of your car for fucking 6 months with the labels off it and the sunlight has bleached it clear. Give me that. And I'm like, oh, yes. Yes. Loving it, you know what I mean? What the fuck am I talking about? What was I talking about there? Oh, wait, the Odyssey. Anyway, yeah, this one will be a bit different. I know the crack now, so I'll just fucking turn up, and do the gig and get the fuck out of there, you know what I mean? Kiss some babies, mainly my own. What the fuck is this? Oh. So. Fucking, yeah, I'll turn up, do that shit. I need to fucking, you know what, we need to tighten the screw on the eating this week, because it's been, I mean, continuing to work out, and I step on the scales, and I've sort of maintained weight, but you know what, I was doing very well there on the low carb, and, I say low carb, it was basically not a lot of sugar, and trying not to eat plates full of fucking pasta, which I didn't do anyway, but you know what I mean, I'm trying to stay proteins and greens, bitch. But you're just like, you just slip back into like, oh, well, I'll just fucking eat my dinner and I'll just eat this thing too. And you're like, what am I doing? I don't even fucking like eat a lot of desserts, but I'm just like, well, it's here, you know, Maureen's, you know, doing some comfort eating, which is what she needs. You're like, listen, you fucking eat all the shit you can do. And I'm like, I'm supportive. So there were none of that shit this week. Let me tell you, we're waking up today. We're eating fuck all. You know what I mean? Meat and nuts, and that's fucking it. Sounds like a gay porn site, meat and nuts. But yeah, we'll go get that done. We got the photos in from the last one. I mean, it's probably insufferable on my Instagram at the minute, but I just can't stop uploading photos from the fucking, from the old, what you call it, SSE. Shout out my boy, Lewis McClay, up on his hoe. From Hype Factory there, he came in, took some photos. Some of them are fucking, I mean, some of them are ridiculous. Makes me look way cooler than I actually am. You know, there's all fucking haze. You know, and I'm standing there like fucking, like just a real badass in the smoke. Like, what's up, guys? What's up? But in actual fact, I'm just going... Da-da! I mean, sometimes that's why photos are a lot cooler than, you know, video. Someone sent me a question. Did you video it? Yes, I videoed it. The amount of coverage was fucking absolutely unnecessary. We had fucking Aaron Butler filming all the stuff. We had Dylan Osborne out the back fucking doing all the behind the scenes. There was too much. There's actually too much stuff. And we're doing it all again for this one. So it's kind of like, I mean, it might actually be cool to fucking make a vlog this time and tie it in with some of the footage they took. And then, you know, it is a weird day. It is a weird day to be like, go, you know, going to do this giant gig and then coming out and then hopefully going and picking my fucking wife up from a hospital. Quite the contrast. Although, at least that'll give me something to do, because the last time I just fucking drank myself stupid, you know. Shout out to General Banter. Water bottles available soon. Sold a fuckload of those at the Odyssey, actually. Also, I forgot to mention this. If you're going on Friday, I was trying to organise charities to do some collections. Just cause, you know what I mean? You're like, just it's a good opportunity, and there's a lot of charities out there rely 100% on just fucking donation. I know that's kind of what charity is, but like some of them have a big business fucking infrastructure going on, and then some of them are basically just like, you ever doing a raffle because we really need to buy fucking, you know, a cup of soups for homeless people. So we had Hope Harbour stepped in sort of last minute, and I think there was only two of them down collecting, and they managed to get a nice wee bit of money collected. And they're like right on the streets, you know what I mean? That's fucking direct action type shit. None of these big homeless charities. And they managed to get a wee bit because we didn't advertise it that well and it was kind of last minute. You know, not as much raised as I thought they were going to raise. So what I might do is I might top that up for them, but I'll contact them separately and fucking speak to them. This week we'll have Community Rescue Service, CRS. We've done fundraisers for them before at Lavery's. So if you're at, I mean, they literally are the one, like, first responder type people. If someone's missing, or, you know, if someone, you know, is trying to fucking take their own life, or they have done, they're the people that usually go find them and all that sort of stuff. So it's pretty, I mean, it's vital work, but it's pretty fucking wild stuff to be at, like. So they'll be collecting a wee bit. They basically, like, it can be as simple as fucking diesel money. You know what I mean? You gotta take a fucking Jeep into the forest to go look for someone who's, you know, a threat to themselves and they've gone missing. And it could be as simple as, yeah, they just need fucking diesel money. So, yeah, if you see them collecting, throw them some cash, because it's a great charity. You know what I mean? There was a documentary thing on BBC One. I don't know whether it's still an iPlayer, probably not, but it was great. Showing the work they do, and it's fuck. I mean, it's like you're watching it. And you're like, these people are volunteers, you know. And there's a guy with a fucking like a sonar machine on a river trying to see if there's any shapes at the bottom of the river. And you're like, is this, you know, is this seriously volunteer work? Like, is someone, you know, surely police or something should be doing this, but seemingly not. That's literally what they do. So they work in with the police, obviously, but. Yeah, they're collecting, so throw them some motherfucking cash. Yes. What have I been up to this week? 22 minutes in, we've talked about coffee, we've talked about beer that tastes like taint sweat. But fuck that, you know what I mean? People are just acting like that. You know, see, when people don't do regular cool shit, they pretend that they're cool by getting into other dumb shit, you know what I mean? Like, man, I'm really into craft beer. And you're like, shut fuck up. No, you're not. No one likes it. You just want to fucking, you know, act like you're cool, you know. You're like, oh man, you know, this is how I, you know, kind of establish my dominance in this arena, which is talking about beer, you know. You know what I mean? Oh my god, you can't be regular cool guy drinking a normal fucking beer. You have to be nerd drinking a fucking IPA and be like, I know about this, so let me step in and correct you. The reason you shouldn't be drinking Stella is. I need a sneeze, but I'm just waiting. Oh my god. Ugh! Tried to hold that in, and ribs come out. Right, let me tell you something. The other week, Mickey, you know, I did the Odyssey. I fucking drank all night, which I haven't done in a long time. I'll tell you something. The big man didn't miss a step. You know what I mean? Once it's in you, you know what I mean? It's like fucking, it's like muscle memory. You don't think I can drink fucking 2 bottles of whiskey in a night? Who you think you're dealing with? Okay? So I did that, exactly. Gonna vomit. And did that, and felt like shit the next day. I mean, talk about fucking... There's definitely, like, I mean, it's not fucking depression. I don't want to fucking, you know, talk about depression. Like, it's fucking, just throw that around. But, like, there's definitely this, like, what am I doing? You know, the next day, you're like, my initial plan was, like, the way I could have shared that sort of feeling was, like, finish the gig, go home, get up the next day and go somewhere. You, like, have something planned, whether it was, you know, go and stay, either just drive somewhere, or you had a flight booked and you could go on a wee trip or something to just completely deflect all the energy. Whereas I drank all night and had a hangover and I was just like, what am I doing today? Everything was boring. You know what I mean? I was just like, can we do anything? And I was like, no, we're just chilling today. And I'm like, fucking what the fuck is wrong with you people? I'm bored as shit. You know what I mean? What can I do? You know, you're like, I need to, what do we do? Just go, is it the purge? Can we go kill a guy? What are we doing? You don't know what to do with your fucking feelings. So, The next day I was just like, I'm fucking bored shit, let's hear. And then I was talking to Mickey and he's like, oh, I was like, don't do a podcast or something. And he goes, I'm going to get a tattoo tomorrow. And I was like, right, okay. And so he was going to Oma to get a tattoo. And I was like, right, let me just go with you. And I was like, what are you getting? And he's like, I'm getting the bandana from Karate Kid around my arm. And I was like, well, that's a different discussion, but yeah, okay. I'm a Karate Kid. The fucking bandana from Karate Kid, okay. So, which looks like an anus with then like a lot of dots around the outside, but don't tell him I said that. But he's a karate guy, you know what I mean? You see him in the gym, he's fucking nunchucks and he's doing spinning back kicks, which I would be fucking mortified. You know, if I'd set my camera up and I'm wearing a pair of fucking bag mitts and I'm like doing a spinning back kick with a level of power that wouldn't knock a fucking cherry off a bun, you know what I mean? But he's like, ugh. And if someone walked in at me and that, I would fucking dive out the window. But he's, you know what I mean? He's a karate guy and he got a karate tattoo and that's just fact. But I was like, yeah, what are you getting? And then he told me, and I was like, sure, that'll only take fucking couple of hours. And he's like, yeah, man, it's a 12, we'll be done by 2 or whatever. And I was like, cool. He goes, I'll pick you up in the Nissan Juke. Mistake. No harm to Mickey, but he's like, man, I love this car, got this car, and, you know, I got it, and it was only, I'll not tell you what he paid for it, but I was like, okay. And I was like, you could have got 2 other cars that were a lot more decent than that one for that price. And then he's like, man, oh, I think I was being gypped a wee bit. You know, it's fucking weird. You know, you fill the petrol tank up with like £30 of petrol. And I'm like, okay. That's because it's for old ladies, Mick. Okay. For old ladies going, I must go down to the shop and get some wool. That's what you're doing in a Nissan Juke. So anyway, we went to Oma in the Nissan Juke in what felt like third gear the whole time. Anyway, we got there and he's getting a tattoo. And do you know what? Aaron works in the fucking shop. So he was there and his mate Tim from his co-host from Dirt Civil. And if you think I look like I need a sleep, shout out to Tim. You know what I mean? The guy's like, oh, I only work 27 hours a day. Have a sleep, mate. Especially when you've no responsibilities, you know? Don't be having a child or something, and then you can't sleep, and you're like, oh man, I should have slept so much. You know, when you don't have a baby, you're like up all night, man, I'm anxious, man, I can't sleep, I'm fucking, my mind is racing, and then you have a baby, and you're like, I don't own my mind anymore, okay? So he was there, we're all there, and anyway, the tattoo just took forever, you know what I mean? It's probably a tricky tattoo, it was a lot of solid black filling in, and we sat there fucking all day. It was like a day's work and I didn't bring my own car and I was like, I shouldn't have come here. And I was still on a 2-day hangover from the fucking, the SSE, and I still had that sort of feeling of like, I have too much, you know, weird energy right now and I can't, and I'm just sitting in a tattoo shop like, and he's getting the tattoo done and I'm like, I might get a bus back. I honestly might get a bus back to my fucking house right now. Didn't know what to do myself, just sitting there. And then it was done. He got his wee fucking Karate Kid tattoo done. So weird. But that was just another fucking like bad decision when your mind's not right. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, what'll I do? I feel like I need to do something after that show. I haven't shaken off the energy yet. And you're like, I know what I'll do. I'll sit in a tattoo shop in Oma for fucking 7 hours. We did get a pizza that day though. to bring us back full circle to the cold pizza. Got a pizza, drove it home, fed it to all the troops here. Got two giant pizzas from the well-known Giuseppe's in Oma. Shout out Giuseppe's. Still haven't got a free pizza, whatever. Yeah, fucking cold pizza. Get in my ass. Hold on a sec. Let me just look this up because I don't know whether this was a one-off. Let me see. Great. Yeah. Look at this asshole here. Dum dum dum. Do 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 do. No. I've accidentally hit add to queue so many times with such a pile of bollocks. Let me just see.
This week everybody's been loving the Great Pottery Throwdown. A little bit too much. But who isn't potty for clay?
Why does it make you cry?
You're so nervous. Yeah. And you've just excelled yourself.
You found this a real challenge. Fantastic.
This is a good sign, by the way, when he reacts like this.
There's loads to love on BBC Two.
Now, first of all, the pottery throwdown. It's gonna get to the point where it's like, welcome back to the Great British axe making. Welcome back to the Great British fucking thatch your own house throwdown. It's just like, is there any fucking, you know, medieval crafts that they're not gonna make a fucking show about? You know what I mean? Hey, welcome back to fucking bow and arrow crafters. It's just like any old shit you make at a competition, and it's like fucking. You know, they'll be like, welcome back to the cheese rolling league. They'll turn that into a sport. Oh, we got Jim here. He's representing the fucking, you know, Wensleydale Warriors. How you feel about this day? Yeah, man, I'm just going to absolutely charge down this hill after this cheese. Hopefully break a couple of vertebrae or whatever, you know what I mean? Great, see you next week. And they've got a league table and all, and people are wearing fucking shirts. They just turn any old shit into a competition. People lose their mind. The pottery throwdown. And then this fucking... whatever. By the way, if I decided to grow what's left of my hair out and then got fucking shockwaves and brushed it all forward, this is what my hair would look like.
Why does it make you cry?
It makes me cry because I'm basically completely fucking bald out of scraped. Fuck me, like.
Yeah. And you've just excelled yourself.
Like, he's fucking scraped all his hair forward and then flicked it up at the front like a wee flick, but he has no hair.
The real... challenge. Fantastic.
This is a good sign, by the way.
Also, that guy is minutes from killing himself. Bro, you're crying over clay. You're crying. Keith Brimmer, is that his name? Why did you become a potter? Now, talk about a story that I am in no way interested in. Is there any other footage of this cunt crying? Yeah, here we go. He cries at a toast rack. The Great Pottery Throwdown Judge Keith Brimmer Jones warms viewers' hearts by crying over a toast rack as they compare his tears to the Paul Hollywood handshake. Keith Brimmer, whatever. Let's move the tears in the great. This is the worst. They've got like a picture and then they've got like white writing with a fucking black like stroke around the writing. Threw down. The judge was overcome with emotion after seeing Rosalind's breakfast set. Viewers branded the moment heartwarming. Now, we'll see how heartwarming it is when I fucking boke all over my MacBook. Let me see. I love that music. Oh, this is just a load of tweets. Bro, where's the clip? Show me the fucking clip, you dick. Fuck off. Also, how funny is the surname Drinkwater? You know? Keith Brimmer Jones. Hold on a second. Sorry. Bear with me, guys. Keith. I'd have shot a video. That haircut, mate. Get that fucking hair cut off.
I can see it's wrong, but the tears, they start to pour.
sorry, I mean, this will be worth it if I eventually... Anyway, fuck it. There's a clip. Like, look at this fucking asshole here.
This week, everybody's been loving the Great Pottery Throwdown. A little bit too much. But who isn't? Potty for Claire.
Why does it make you cry?
You're so nervous. Yes. And you've just excelled yourself.
You found yourself.
It's not like, you know, someone fucking is about to, you know... Even if it was X Factor, someone's like, you were so nervous and you've excelled yourself in this performance. He's like, you're so nervous and you've excelled yourself. And then he points at a bowl that has no size. You know what I mean? You're like, what the fuck is this bowl for? We've bowls in our house. And you turn around more and you're like, what is that for? And you're like, I don't know, just depth. And you're like, depth? What the fucking thing is like flat? What am I putting on that to dip? If I put sauce on that and dip anything in it, it's going to piss off the edge. You know, that's what he's looking at. This fucking... It's not a cup. It's not a bowl. It's like somewhere in between where you're like, you've excelled yourself. And if you want to take that, if you want to put it in the, if you want to fire that, put it in the kiln, you can take that home and maybe put, I don't know, fucking 2 mint imperials in it. Just the shittest fucking size of a bowl. You know, it's a bit small to be putting Cheerios in. It's a bit big for a cup of tea, but maybe if you wanted to have that beside your bed, and you could put maybe earrings in it, for example. That would be lovely.
Why are you crying?
Because I don't know. I'm depressed.
Challenge. Fantastic.
This is a good sign, by the way, when he reacts.
The only this is a good sign if he cries. I would be like, this fucking weirdo with the hair... Who's really big and like Shrek? What are you crying? She's crying now. What are you crying for? It's a fucking useless size bowl.
I'm just crying. Oh man, what a beautiful bowl. You can keep, what can you keep in it? Possibly, if you've used a garlic in your kitchen and you've smashed the bulb and you've used some cloves of garlic and you've got, say, 2 cloves of garlic left.
I don't even know if this is an accent.
You can maybe put 2 cloves of garlic in it and leave it beside cooker. What are you crying for? I might kill me though.
Oh, fuck me. And then they make shit like that. I mean, if that was the title of the other video, like, you know.
I'm just very emotional because.
Is that even the way you talk?
You just excelled yourself.
You just excelled yourself. I must say, that is one of the most beautiful toast racks I've ever seen.
Now, my question to him would be, who the fuck uses a toast rack? You know? That would insinuate... Sorry, that's very loud. That would insinuate that I was gonna... There would be a waiting period between it coming out of the toaster and it being shoved into my mouth. Which there won't be. You know what I mean? You're like, toast pops, even if you got the 4 toast slot thing, you're like, and there you go. Put it in the rack, which is fucking useless anyway, and he's crying all over his toast, making it soggy, and then you get it to the table and you go, there you go, and it's already cold. It's gotta go ka-chink, and you're like straight down, eat it. There's actually no reason to have a toast rack, and he's like, this whole show is this man crying over useless objects. You know what I mean?
Fantastic.
This is a good sign, by Fantastic. The way, when he reacts like this.
This is a good... Just let him cry, because if he doesn't, he'll just get really angry and start punching himself in the cock.
What a lovely weird set. What a useless, fucking, weird-shaped little fucking... What a weird little-shaped, strange bowl. It's perfect. I'm crying because it's useless. And it's so beautiful. I love the fact that it has no purpose, it just exists. Much like me.
Is he in a band, bro? Oh my fucking god, here we go.
Last one, yes. And then we can all go home to our safe little lives with all our little lovely kids. Mine's on ketamine at the moment. Fucking whistle. Ketamine is fantastic stuff. Ketamine in the cupboard, that's all you need. Childcare sorted.
Man, this guy's dark when he's not crying over fucking Clay.
The 2 C's, that's all you need. Get him in covered.
Okay, but whatever.
Oh yeah,
That's a KU or something. We don't know any
more songs. It's come to that time.
Shut up. So the Wigs. So was he in a band called the Wigs? Is this, listen, this is Colin doing research. The Wigs, bitch. Come and get a video. What the fuck is this? Why is the internet so fucking slow in here, bro? Something. No, it's a bunch of Spanish dudes. Look like the Beatles. Just so foreign, like. On my tits. That's such a ripoff of fucking, what do you call it? Shane and Dave's fucking thing, which is very funny. Them being like, you know, holiday singers. The way, anyway, went on a fucking weird thing. Basically, there's a guy crying over fucking pottery and everyone should fucking wise up, you know what I'm saying? Alright, we'll get to some questions here. What else have I got on that page? Fuck all. Did you see the McGregor fight? Jesus Christ! Stayed up the whole night because I was like, listen, we got a baby. We'll stay up anyway. We're used to like sleeping for a minute, waking up, sleeping for a minute. We stayed up to watch it, bought the fight, watched some of the prelims. Couldn't give a fuck about those, to be honest with you. Not a great card, fight-wise. And do you know what? Sometimes you'll get that. Sometimes you'll be like, this is the big one. And they think they've organized like a load of good fights. You know, and then you watch them and you're like, let down. And then there'll be like a fight night in fucking, you know, Bratislava somewhere at a weird time. And you'll watch that and you're like, holy shit. They got a lot of unknown fighters who are hungry as shit. And there was actually a great night of fights. But yeah, we stayed up, watched that McGregor fight. Fuck me. We see McGregor. Versus Cowboy. It's probably on YouTube. It's a short fight. I doubt they'd be keeping that from people. McGregor, fuck's sake, Cowboy. Good mic sniff for the boys. Full fight. Let me see. See? Oh, this is fan footage. This'll do. But, it's funny because, you know, I don't know, you can get a straight answer out of me if someone was like, what do you think's going to happen? I'd be like, I don't know, because every McGregor fight is, he's fighting Khabib, and he's probably going to get smothered, and he'll get caught up, and he'll just fucking, you know, take us back, and it's just a slow fucking strangling. Or like, oh, he's fighting such and such, and it's going to be a long fight, and he might get his cardio, whatever. But then always, every McGregor fight, you go, or he fucking murders him in seconds, you know. That's always the fucking off. It's like, oh, it might be this and the other. This is the other attributes the guy might bring to the table, or McGregor just fucking executes him in the first minute. And that's exactly what happened. You know, you're like, what? I should have known, because Cowboy is like, weird noise out of me there. Cowboy is like, always takes a minute to fucking heat up, and McGregor just went at him like a fucking. It looked like he attacked him. It looked like he ran up on a guy on the street and just beat the shit clean out of him. Like when they were standing at the end getting their hands raised, you know, McGregor looked like he fucking, you know, hit the bag for 2 minutes, and Cerrone looked like he had his fuck kicked in by like 8 people. Blood everywhere, eye puffed out and broken nose and everything. He assaulted him. It was ridiculous. Which is, I mean, All McGregor kept talking about was like, I'm just focused, you know, and you got that vibe, Coke, that he was like fucking just off the rails, and there was a lot of fucking, you know, just maybe legal things happening and whatever, and he was just completely off the rails. And then he probably realized, do you know what, you can talk all the shit you want, you can slobber to every single opponent, which seems a bit, you know, contrived after a while. It sounds like, you know, you can't hate everyone that much. And then, you know, it's just, it was just getting weird. And then he's like, let me focus, let me actually train at certain times, let me fucking, you know, do all this shit. Let me actually train properly, work on everything, stay disciplined, and just remember that people only really fucking like you when you're winning. And then he just went in and fucking, you could see that he was being nice. He was like, yep, I respect Donald. Yeah, you could tell that he was like impatient to get in there. He was just like, yep, gotta get in. Yeah, just like, yep, cool. Yep. We're all shaking hands. Yep, very good. Thank you. Bye. Shut the door. Shut the cage door. There we go. And then he just looked like he'd been waiting that whole time to just fucking murder somebody. And then just runs at him. I mean, you might as well. I feel like every single fight is like, you might as well just throw something huge at the start because you might catch someone off guard. But I'll tell you what happened. He threw that big punch and he missed and Cowboy ducked a wee bit and his thigh kind of clipped the side of his head, which wasn't a, you know, it wasn't like the Masvidal fucking Ben Askren knockout where he fucking just dish at the full knee and there killed him. But I bet you at that pace, that knee would have fucking, even if it skimmed your head, would be like, oh my God, you know, it would be slightly disorientating. Then they clinch up. Bang, hits him with the shoulder, bang. And I think he hit him with one and maybe he wasn't expecting one. And then the second one hurt him, which no one's probably expecting to get bang. Like he fucking broke his nose. I think with that knee, they split. Bang, bit of a punch, hit him twice kind of there. Cowboy throws a kick, which just was blocked by his arms. And then McGregor straight away fires back, knee flying. I mean, it's literally like, I think he even said in a fight he trained all that time with the boxing, worked on the boxing, known for all the fucking, you know, the punching basically. And then it was like shoulder kick, flying knee, and then just the accuracy that he has anyway when a guy's already hurt and fallen to the floor, like bang, bang, like bang, bang, they all land, bang, bang. Did he tap there? No, it was just him trying to get up. Cowboy's not tapping, like. Bang, just fucking assaulted him. Bang, bang, bang. Yeah, like, see when... That's so dangerous. Like, see when he just has the composure to fucking stand above him and just be like, dink, dink, dink. It must be fucking horrible. You know, you could argue that it went on a wee bit too long there, but I'm sure he, when the ref was up close, he could see which ones were, like, really landing. But Cowboy wasn't fucking going anywhere, like. Jesus Christ, he beat the shit out of him. And then he runs over and fucking goes with him and shit. And then Cerrone's granny comes in. She's like, if you're looking sucked off later on, give me a shout. I'm just joking. By the way, shout out to anyone sending me questions for the podcast. If I have any advice at all, which I really should have fucking told you earlier, was if you would send me any video links via Twitter. It's just Colin Geddes on Twitter. I don't really pay the Twitter much attention, but I will take questions on there for the podcast. Right, we'll jump into these questions. 47 minutes I've talked shit for over here. Got a lot of questions. Let's get through them up in this hoe. Next time you're in Donegal, forgot the Guinness and oysters. You need to visit Fishy and Muff. Okay. My dad wrote a porno podcast. Absolutely brilliant. What? Okay, there's just a girl telling me about another podcast. My dad wrote a porno. Okay, cool. Thanks, man. Imagine that. Hey, send me any questions for the podcast. Man, Joe Rogan podcast. Listen to it. Thanks. Unbelievable. Not a question for the podcast, but was wondering, will the hoodies that were being sold at the SSE be up on your merch store soon? Didn't have any cash on me last week, so missed out on getting one. Were they only taking cash? That's some bullshit. I thought they would take card and everything. Yeah, but you see what happened was that merch was ordered exclusively for the big gigs, basically. So, you know, our boy Ross from Material Goods dropped them over. And then they obviously were like, right, well, they have a full merch team that take care of it. And they only really take 25% plus VAT. So what, you know what I mean? You know, you leave there pulling your fucking pants up. So yeah, they hold on to them in between gigs. So they'll be on sale again this Friday. So there you go, guys. If you're going to the gigs and you want to get some merch, bring some fucking cash. You know what I mean? Also, we're all adults. Have cash. Have card. Be, you know what I mean? Regardless if you're buying merch or not. Just saying. Have money. McCann pulls that. Man, how much? If we were going on a trip, how much money do you think I should take? And you're like, you're an adult. Okay? So fucking think about it. Also, always have access to all your money all the time. Don't be like, have a fucking shoebox full of cash. Like you're in fucking Home Alone. And then, you know, go and fucking... How much do I need for this trip? How do you not have... That's what cracks me up about McCann, you know what I mean? How do you not have the anxiety? The fucking level of anxiety I would have, like, fuck, have I enough money the whole time? I'd be like, no, you bring all your money and then you try not to spend it all. That's what you do. Have it in a bank, have it in a... Man, can you look that up? I've no data on my phone. What if something happens? Get that on your phone. Have it charged. Jesus fucking Christ. Anyway, yes, it'll be on the fucking shop whenever it's ready. Meghan Markle's da. I don't know what the fucking crack is without someone. Connor, HP. I don't know. Meghan Markle da. I don't know. What's the crack with him? Is he just being a cunt? Fan points out Beyonce's reaction to Prince Harry and Meghan Markle asking what? Got it. Asking Lion King. Asking Lion King director for voiceover work and joking that's why we're here. It's the pitch. Oh, well, I don't know what the fuck that is. Meghan Markle's... I don't know. What was the crack? Why, are they all suing each other? What the fuck is the crack? Okay, fuck that. I can't be arse looking that up. You know what I mean? Can't be arse looking it up. That's funny, though. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle playfully pitch voiceover work to Jon Favreau in resurfaced video. They're like, oh, I hear you're making a thing. Maybe get some voiceover work. Imagine that. Obviously, they're talking about her because she's a fucking actress, but like, not like Simba comes out and he's like, hello, I'm Simba, and I don't, what, Meghan Markle's da? What the fuck is the point? What am I looking him up for? Daddy, who wrote that? Meghan Markle's daddy. Now, how that fucking ugly cunt pumped her out, who knows? Not the girl I raised, she's cheapened the royal family. Oh. He's on the Queen's side. He's like, man, I love this royal family. And his bitch has cheapened it. I mean, this is the whole... This is... Do you know what? I'll tell you what's come to the surface now is the reality of this whole situation. You want me to talk about it, and I've went to talk about it, and I've realized I don't give a fuck about it.
Separating from the royals? With Meghan and Harry and what separating from the royals? I think it, well, I've already said it's just disappointing to me. And it's disappointing because she actually got every girl's dream. Every young girl wanted to become a princess, and she got that. And now she's tossing that away for, it looks like she's tossing it away for money. I apparently $3 million and a 26-bedroom home isn't enough for them. I don't know. I can't answer. I can't go much further than that. It's kind of embarrassing to me. When they got married, they took on an obligation, and the obligation is to be part of the royals and to represent the royals, and it would be foolish for them not to. This is like one of the greatest long living institutions ever. They're destroying it. They're cheaping. They're making it shabby. They're turning it into a Walmart with a crown on it now. It's not
sued by Walmart.
It's something that's ridiculous. They shouldn't be doing this. I can't see her reaching out to me, especially now. And in light of what I'm saying now, she probably won't. Or Harry, for that matter. But here again, I think both of them are turning into lost souls at this point. I don't know what they're looking for.
Privacy? But here's the thing. It's like, I don't know what the story is with the dad, but is it not very, like, you know, estranged anyway? Like, they don't fucking speak or whatever. And he's do you know what? Do you know what he does? He puts on, like, a little tutu and puts lipstick on. And he's like, I'm a princess. You know, and then his daughter is actually, like, married to, you know, some fucking royals. And then he's, like, you know, prancing around going, there's a watch beeping somewhere. He's like, my daughter is a princess and I want to be a princess too. I'm a lovely princess. Puts a pee in his bed and all. I'm a princess. His daughter doesn't even speak to him for some reason. They're not going to reach out to me now. He's probably like, reach out? What? Fucking money. Know what I mean? Reach out the fuck. Yeah, I don't know why they're stepping away. I mean, the thing is, it's like, you know, if they step away, people are like, oh, they're still taking tax money and, you know, they still have these obligations to be a fucking whatever. Here's what you do. You just fucking step away and she can fucking be an actress. Although, it'd just be a weird... I mean, it's almost like as soon as she fucking, you know, got married in, it's like your life's not the same. You're not going to be able to fucking just be on set for all that fucking time with fucking security. And, you know, people are going to be weird working with you because you're like, oh shit, your woman's in this. This is going to get fucking panned by everybody because everyone's just going to be cuntish about everything. And the main lesson to learn in this whole scenario is Prince William, shave your fucking head. Shave your head. Shave your head, bro. You don't even look proper bald. You look like someone has shaved the top of their head for like a fucking Halloween outfit or something. Shave your fucking head, bro. What do you call her? Kate Middleton. Oh yes, I know her name now. Pippers. Pippa Middleton. Do you remember everyone nearly shit themselves over her arse? And it was such a case of like, you know, just, I mean, everyone's like, man, look at her ass, bro. You could see a better ass anywhere that you looked. Everyone's like, man, look at the shape of this fucking... You're like, whatever. Look at her ass. So what? Go to the fucking centre down the street. You see a better ass than that? Everyone's losing their mind. I think it was just that thing where it's like, you know, she's like, everyone's like, dad ass? What ass? Bro, what ass? There she is with jeans on. Upsetting. That's a sad ass. Yeah, not a great ass. Weird long ass, in fact. That's what everyone does, you know what I mean? That's just that someone who's hot who shouldn't be. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like that's a royal wedding and someone's like, oh, I haven't seen her before. She's like the new girl. Oh man, look at her ass. And you're like, not that great at all. It's just, if you see someone who's like, you know, it'd be a bit like if you were in a fucking, you know, someone who's not expected to be hot. You know what I mean? You're like, oh man, look at that fucking, you know, dinner lady who's like not a 60-year-old woman. You'd be like, Jesus, look at her. She's only 27. She's hot. And you're like, she's not really. But in this scenario, she'd get it. Do you know what I'm saying? You know, or you know, if someone works with someone, they're like, man, she fucking bends over in that fucking filing cabinet one more time, and I'm going to bust. And you're like, any other scenario, I wouldn't be attracted to the person, but you're like, well, so now that we're in proximity, someone's going to get right in your proximity. Meghan Markle's dad. I mean, yeah, he's such a wee princess, isn't he? He's crying. I know why. Is he upset because he was doing some pottery? I just made a bowl that doesn't hold anything. Anyway, absolutely marinated, says Death Row Last Meal. It would probably be just like some sort of big Asian banquet. I mean, like the other night we went to House of Zen because some of the comedian boys got us some gifts. Shout out to those boys, got us some vouchers for House of Zen, and we went there. And I'll tell you what, we went there, me and Maureen were like, we're going in the hospital this weekend, let's go treat ourselves. You're not really supposed to be around people or in crowds, just in case you catch something, whatever. But, you know, let's go out for dinner, we'll enjoy ourselves. And, yeah, we did that. And, you know, we went out and, you know, it was supposed to be all nice and romantic and everything. And then she spotted people that she used to work with and she went and talked to them for, and I'm not joking, 25 minutes. So I sat down and I was like, right, do you know what? They've got this like fucking set meal thing here where they've got like four courses. I was like, I might just get the four course thing because you get like soup and the starter and, you know, fucking crispy duck and everything. I was like, I might get that. And I ordered it. And I was like, yeah, get the crispy duck. And I was like, Maureen, you order the soup. The duck is for two. I'll order it. I want to taste the hot and sour soup. So let's fucking party. So, you know, that comes down and then the fucking duck comes down and she's like, oh my God, I think that's Louise over there. And she goes over and talks. And she was, and I ate the hot and sour soup and knew Maureen was having no part of that. And then I'm like, well, I may as well tuck in this duck while it's still warm. And I'm starting to eat the duck. And the people beside me are like, this guy, where's your fucking, your dining partner? And I'm like, yeah, whatever, but when I'm eating the fucking duck. And then they finish their dinner and pay. And then another couple lands in beside them. And I'm still eating this duck. Like, what's the crack? And I just look like a guy by myself eating the fucking duck. Eating the duck pancakes. And then fucking, they're sitting there and you could tell they're like, eh, and they just get out the corner of their eye, like, why is this fucking guy, you know, just sitting there, just eating by himself? And then eventually Maureen came back and there was enough left for basically one duck pancake. And this is for two people. And she was like, oh, there's just one left. And I was like, well, you do leave for half an hour at a time, which, by the way, I didn't really care because I don't give a fuck. But, you know, I was talking to the boys in the comedy group, but I was like, can you even imagine, guys out there, if you did that to your partner, can you begin to wrap your head around what would happen if you were like, oh, here, you know, we're here for a nice romantic dinner, oh, you look great, do you want a drink, get a cocktail, yeah, get yourself a watermelon fucking daiquiri, or whatever the fuck it was, class, great times, and then you're like, I'm just going to the toilet here. And then you're like, oh, fuck, there's fucking Big Davey, you know? And then you just talk to him for 25 minutes and she's sitting there fucking playing with her hair, panicked. And you know, girls don't like being by themselves, like, just panicked and looking at her phone and all. You get back, she'd be like, where the fuck were you? Where the fuck were you? Who would leave someone for 25 minutes? Sitting by themselves like a fucking spare dick in the thing. Do you know how disrespectful that is? That really makes, this is what girls are good at. You get in an argument like, that makes me fucking question our future and security. If you're the type of fucking guy that would just leave his fucking wife at a table for 25 fucking minutes. You fucking selfish bastard. She does it and I just sit there eating pancakes like a fucking fat cunt. And then she gets back and I'm like, oh, what's the crack with her then? Now that you've fully caught up, you should have fucking pulled your table over to hers, sure. Now that I'm sitting here eating dessert because I went through my full fucking meal. Unbelievable. What was the question? Suck my ass. We've got 9 minutes. Death row meal. Yeah, some big Asian shit. Congrats on the SSE. Is there anything from your first gig you done or learned that you should plan on changing going into the second one? Amory's comedy. Of course there's not, Amory, because I fucking walk out and I nail it first time. You know what I mean? Get your knife and fork and tuck into my ass. Unbelievable. What would it change? I would probably, in being deadly serious, I would probably take some material out because I think I talked for too long. I would go through that second half and be like, okay, what's not, like, you know, what do I think is not on par with like some of the other material, and I might just lift it out. And also I might eat beforehand because I was on stage and I consciously went, I'm starving. So yeah, I probably eat better. And I might actually like wear a jacket right before I go on because it was strangely cold on stage. So they're the two things. And I might try and sleep better the night before and maybe do some exercise that day. Do you want to see McGregor versus Masvidal or see McGregor versus Khabib too? And that's from John Gorman. I want to see Masvidal. I don't give a shit about the Khabib fight. I don't want to watch Khabib fight anyone. I don't give a fuck. I mean, he's class, but it's like, if you want to watch cool fights, Cian McDade, opinions on Strabane. I mean, I haven't been in it much, but it, I mean, let's face it, we can all agree that it's a cake box. Would love to see you and Mickey Barter discuss how deaf people talk dirty during sex, sign language, all hands all over the place. Fuck's sake, Jay Reid. I mean, that sounds like a personal fetish of yours where you're just sitting there fucking pulling the wire yourself. Don't pick one of the dead-on Mafia... Oh, didn't pick up one of the dead-on Mafia water bottles at the Odyssey... Yes, they will be on the site if there's any left, but I'll probably reorder them because they're lovely. How are you coping with juggling busy job and irregular hours and being a dad? Not like me to ask a serious question from Peter Niche. Shout out to the Niches. I think I have a Niche coming to my show on Friday. How are you coping with... I mean, it sounds so fucking like cliched or whatever, but it's like you've no other choice but to deal with it, so you just fucking do it. Luckily, we have, you know, Maureen's family live pretty close, and her sisters and her mum and her dad have been unbelievably helpful, and they actually fucking, you know, even if you didn't require their help, they're at your fucking door first thing in the morning, like, can we do anything, or just, and they're like, no, yours are okay, and they're like, well, let's face it, let me touch the baby. Let me see the fucking baby. We're not here to help. So yeah, just deal with it. And luckily they're there. And like right now I'm doing a podcast. Maureen's in the hospital and they took the baby for the night. And they're like, you might as well get a night's sleep for a fucking change. Which is unbelievable. So I'll do this podcast and then I'll go down, see the child, take him up to Maureen. And yeah, so that's kind of how I deal with it. But yeah, you just fucking deal with it. Like, you know what the fuck else choice you're going to do? You're not going to be like, well, I'm just going to neglect the child for a day because I'm feeling a wee bit tired or whatever. You just kind of have to do it. Just get through it. If you got shit anywhere on yourself, okay, would you clean it with soap or disinfectant? Or you would, but why is it acceptable to wipe your arse with a toilet roll? Because, you know, it's the same as anything. If you spilled coffee on your t-shirt, you know, you would want to clean the t-shirt quickly because it's stained. However, the spout that the coffee comes out of on the fucking coffee machine, you're not cleaning that all the time because you're like, this thing is in contact with coffee all of the time. Same as your asshole. You're like, this is the number one source of shit and it's going to be shitty, and it's got shit in it all the time, and it's got shit passing through it. So you're like, as long as the nozzle is kind of clean, it's all good. You know what I'm saying? Now, for hygiene purposes, if you're going to put your mouth around said nozzle, you really got to go for the deep clean. You know what I mean? Oh my God, I took a funny photo. Was the SSE show filmed at all? Gasping to watch it again? Stu Hamilton? Yeah, we did film it. I mean, do you know what? That actually might be a decent Patreon bit of content. I might put it up in its entirety and put it on Patreon. I mean, I don't think anyone has any fucking interest in seeing the whole thing anyway. I'll put it on clips. Just making sure you've seen the new episode of The Brothel Show. No, I'll get a look at it. Would love to see you, Mickey Discut. No, that's the deaf people one again. Fucking weirdo. By the way, another thing I did this week, which I forgot to talk about, was I met up with our boy Dylan Osborne. Follow Dill Takes Photos, sweet photos. Also, he turned up at my show and basically made a fucking vlog in real time and gave it to me at the end of the night for the Insta stories, and I was like, what do I owe you now? £10,000? What's going on here? Unbelievable. But I went up to his office and I was checking out his office, because that's the next step for 2020, guys. The General Banter set needs to be in an office where I can go there with an assistant who edits podcasts, and we fucking just nail two podcasts, and it'll be regular. This is where the Patreon money, I mean, obviously life is crazy and you fucking trying to figure things out, find your feet, and the weeks just disappear and you're fucking just doing another podcast. This is the year where you're like, okay, if you're supporting the podcast, this is when it's gonna pay off, and this is the year when if you decide to pay into the Patreon, you will be getting fucking material back. At the minute, we're trying. I'm trying to look for a space. By the way, if anyone knows of anywhere, because it's hard. It's a hard thing to get. I'm not looking a rental property. You know what I mean? I'm not looking like a shop or something like that. I'm just looking a fucking space somewhere, whether it's Belfast or Greater Belfast area or wherever. Just a space where someone's like, if you throw me fucking £300 a month, you can just use this, and there's nothing in it. I basically need a room, like a studio type space. But that's what I've been looking at. But that's the next step. The next step is, you know, I get up and I fucking take a tech assistant with me, and we go somewhere and we fucking knock out podcasts, and it goes on Patreon and the regular podcast goes out. We'll finish on this. We have less than 2 minutes before this card runs out. Hey, Colin. So I live in New Zealand, been there 4 years. I'm a big fan and listen to your podcast when you can be bothered putting them up. Fuck you. Okay. Yesterday I got some shitty news from home. My dad took a heart attack not long after we got off weekly FaceTime. Not my doing. He's all good in hospital getting treatment. Yesterday I took myself away for a bit just to clear my head and was listening to last week's podcast. It cheered me up. Just remember that you're not just a comedian. You're an escape from life's troubles. You help me deal with a shitty situation. Keep up the good work. A lot of people rely on you. There you go. Shout out to Stevie. My fucking pleasure, mate. You know what I mean? My absolute pleasure. I'm sorry to hear about your dad, obviously. And it's fucking, isn't it mad how just randomly people have heart attacks? I've heard of someone had a heart attack recently. It was just like, just, you know, it's not like you even feel well or there's any warning. They were just like doing some stuff and just, pfft. But anyway, hopefully make speedy recovery. Do you know what? I love messages like that. Do you know what? I mean, I don't really feel like that on this end, that I'm doing anything of any importance when I'm talking about, you know, guys drinking beer that tastes like shit. But if that's what you need, man, it's absolutely my pleasure. I'll continue to do it. If anyone listens to the podcast in that sort of way, it's all class. Unbelievable. But I've 1 minute on the clock here. You know, that might be where the Patreon money goes. You know, buy a new card. 56 seconds. Fuck's sake. I'm going to get out of here anyway. Cheers for listening. You know what? I'll probably turn this camera off and cry right now, but it's all good. So there you go, guys. Cheers for listening. We will keep working on the office and stuff like that and more Patreon content, because that's the road we need to go down. And look out for an international tour this year. We'll get the merch up. And if you're going to SSE on Friday, get it. Let's fucking do it. You know what I mean? Stay hydrated. Fucking right. No, see, now I have too much time. I fucked it up, didn't I? 20 seconds. You know what I mean? I peaked too early. Fuck's sake. Anyway, cheers for listening, guys. You know, and this is as good as therapy for some people. You know what I mean? Invoice me. I'll invite, whatever. 5 seconds. I'll see you next week. Okay? Big kisses.